On the show today, we have Theta Lake's very own Mark Gilman talking about six predictions for 2021, all revolving around the issue of collaboration tools that are set to take off in 2021. But there are some security risks that threaten to derail these tech innovations, and Mark talks about that in this interview, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mark Gilman from Theta Lake. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, before we're talking about some prediction. Obviously, this is the time of the year when everyone does their prediction stories. I love this time of the year because I get to talk to cool people like you and say, oh my gosh, what's going to happen in 2021? Like, you know, if we could have done this last year and going into 2020, everyone's predictions would have been right out the window. But that's a whole other show for sure. So, but you guys are talking about this year collaboration tools that are set to take off next year, but there's some security risks that threaten to derail these tech innovations. So before we get into the predictions, so what are these security threats? What's happening here that we need to know about?
Yeah, sure. Just to give you a little background on me, so I'm the general counsel and VP of compliance at Theta Lake. I was a litigator for a while and then worked at Morgan Stanley before I came over to Theta Lake, where I lead our regulator initiatives and run our internal compliance programs and such. But to your question around the security and kind of compliance risks, what we do is really we analyze that content from all these collaboration platforms like Zoom and Microsoft Teams and Cisco WebEx, understanding that, folks have regulatory requirements, whether it's under FINRA rules or FCA rules in the UK, to ensure that communications are transparent and not misleading, and that investment recommendation advice is followed and such. So there are some very clear kind of regulatory bright lines there. But what we've also seen, and certainly this has been accelerated by the pandemic, is the kind of acknowledgement that there's a lot of other risks in those conversations as well, that everyone needs to be mindful of, especially as remote working becomes the norm. And we're all kind of in this work from anywhere, we call it, mode. So we're seeing things like increased focus on privacy risks. So with CCPA and CPRA coming down the pike, as well as GDPR and a bunch of the fines that have happened as a result of enforcement there, ensuring that folks aren't transmitting PII like account numbers or email addresses or national ID numbers, social security numbers, as well as kind of protecting the applications that they are using when they're on those collaboration platforms. So like a Gusto or a QuickBooks, which, likely is going to contain a lot of that personal data. Oh, yeah. So understanding, how folks are using things like the screen share and the webcam and the whiteboarding and file shares to understand, hey, are there some data leakage issues there, and exposure of that information? And then kind of along the security lines, are people using applications or linking to applications, visiting URLs that might be malware URLs that you absolutely want to keep track of? And then, just because we've all, seen this, and this is kind of very, very new normal, trying to mitigate a lot of the risks around bad conduct, right? So whether it's inadvertent or intentional, things like Zoom bombing, some of the other, many issues that have occurred as people learn how to use platforms like Zoom and such, that's another thing that we're focused on. So we look through all of those kind of threat surfaces, whether it's the webcam, the whiteboard, the chat, the audio, the kind of spoken portions of these collaboration conversations. We bring all that stuff together, use some AI and machine learning to find those risks so we can locate, things that have been shown, shared, or spoken, and then put them in front of a compliance team or a risk team so that they can kind of jump right to the point in time where, hey, this is where Mark, shared that PII. We need to go talk to him about it so that they can kind of really attack that that potential issue and remediate it, right? So I think, another thing that we're seeing a lot of is increased focus on training and such, just given, you know, this new use of tools and the enterprise rollout of all
these
tools.
Well, I remember like in the very beginning of the pandemic when Zoom was really taking off, but there was so many issues with it security-wise, like you brought up Zoom bombing and things like that. It's like, but now obviously a lot of these video platforms have gotten a lot better, more secure. They've really kind of, you know, handled that pretty, pretty well. But I just remember in the beginning, it was just like, it was chaos. It was just craziness. And can you imagine somebody sharing their account on, hey, let me share my screen. And hey, here's my account and here's my number. All that type of, oh my gosh, what a nightmare.
For sure. It's just gotten, you know, as people continue to use the platforms, the risk surface still kind of spreads out.
As they're using them. Yeah, but I think we're all kind of like PhDs in Zoom now. So we're like, so we're a lot better at getting around it more secure fashion. So, hey, let's talk about a couple of your predictions. I don't want to steal all the thunder. So let's just cover maybe two or three of them. And I just want to go, let's go with the first one, because this is the one that's really impacting us maybe the most, is like the traditional office space as we know it will disappear. And boy, did we ever see it. And it looks like it might stay that way for quite some time.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, this rapid kind of move to remote working as part of the pandemic response has really, I think, influenced long-term thinking on some of these issues. So, you know, we've seen some stats about kind of remote work and kind of issues related around there. Things like, 75% of organizations now feel that remote work can be done efficiently. I think that's probably a big turn from pre-pandemic, when remote work or work from home was 10%. a bit more of an anomaly. And that I think around 64% of organizations are also considering remote work as part of the routine work environment, kind of once things go back to normal, as it were. Yeah. So there's, I think, you know, there's been a real paradigm shift there in terms of, you know, that acknowledgement that we can work from home, or we can work remotely, or work from anywhere, as they say, just as efficiently and effectively as, you know, we can do in the office. So I think that what we know is the office will just be a thing of a different kind of category, right? Post pandemic.
It's going to become like a meeting place or something, you know. It's not going to be like the place that you go every day like we used to, you know. Now it's going to be like, hey, we're having a, you know, an in-person meet. This will obviously happen later in the year, a couple of years down the line. Hey, an in-person meeting that we all have to attend. So come to the office and gather and we'll do this type of, that's how I kind of see it happening. So, I mean,
yeah, for sure. I totally agreed. I think that whether it's kind of facilitating those meetings in a new way, or, you know, these ideas of shifting personnel in and out of the office, you know, based on some other kind of periodic schedule, that we'll see kind of new ways emerge of how to use the office. And maybe for some folks, that just means, you know, when we have important client meetings, we're going to go and get together in those spaces, but really start to use and continue to expand the way that we use collaboration tools. Because I think they have, you know, facilitated kind of real and meaningful engagement from these kind of dispersed workforces. So we're starting to use Zoom and learn how to use Zoom and other tools to replicate, and even in some ways kind of find new ways to, you know, think critically and do team building and kind of, you know, brainstorm ideas and that kind of thing. So I think it's a really, you know, it's an interesting time to see what the long-term kind of transformation of the office looks like and how these tools continue to expand.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a hybrid approach as time goes on. So yeah, it's going to be, I'm right there with you. It's going to be interesting to really see what happens here. The other one is, let's see here, regulator collaboration. Regulators will no longer show compliance-related leniency to financial services industry. What's that one all about? Is this just because of 2020 and they were just a little bit, there's a little bit of grace going on here, but now that we're kind of used to our environment, they're going to start clamping back down again? Or what's the scenario there?
I think it's kind of twofold. The first is definitely from a kind of financial services perspective, the regulators have acknowledged and even in some cases provided some no action relief around certain, you know, kind of voice recording or other types of regulatory requirements to acknowledge, hey, you know, firms are out there, they're doing their best, they're trying to, you know, get into place all of those controls that they had in the office. And so there's been a lot of leniency, or there's been some leniency there. I think that will start to roll back as, you know, these kind of work from anywhere arrangements become that new normal. So I think that's kind of the first piece of it, is just kind of reestablishing all those controls, although perhaps in slightly different form for the regulated employees and the rollback of that no action relief. I think the second piece of it is the modernization of some of the rule sets out there around kind of communications compliance, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that we will see, you know, as regulators become more educated about how these platforms are used, and as they acknowledge, I think a lot of those risks that we were talking about at the outset from a cybersecurity and privacy perspective, on top of those regulatory mandates, that there's some rule modernization that will happen as well. So I think whereas, you know, the way that the collaboration platforms are used now, regulators might be, you know, a bit more forgiving when there are particular issues, but as they support and become that backbone of you know, remote working in the future, I think we'll see a shift in terms of, you know, their kind of enforcement appetite, as well as the rules that they have that govern, you know, what you need to do and how you need to do it on some of the platforms.
Yeah, like everything, it has to evolve. So, you know, the technology evolves, the rules will evolve. So, yeah, so you just kind of got to go with the flow sometimes, I think. So the other one I wanted to talk about is, new collaboration features such as person-to-person payments will make security a headache, because this is something that's super prevalent right now, is the person-to-person payments. So what's going on here?
Yeah, I just, you know, I think that as these collaboration platforms start to grow and kind of mutate, there was some news that there's a Verge article that I was reading right before we got on about the fact that Zoom is exploring creating kind of email and calendar functionality to start to, you know, kind of compete on some of the same terms as some of the other enterprise vendors that use those tools. I think we'll just continue to see, you know, collaboration tools start to incorporate functionality from other domains. So certainly kind of payments is one thing that we see there as a possibility, just given, you know, that there's other platforms out there now that are starting to facilitate peer-to-peer payments. And certainly you can imagine scenarios where that becomes helpful for Zoom, whether it's in a retail context or more of an institutional context, wanting to be able to transfer funds as part of those interactions. And I think what that then implicates are kind of more of those kind of regulatory modernization efforts in terms of, you know, understanding, well, if that's capable, if that's a capability of the platforms, how do we do things like make sure that, you know, advice and disclaimers and all the kind of appropriate things that you'd expect to see in a kind of typical kind of retail bank scenario can be adapted for the collaboration world. So I think that's another place where we'll just see, you know, the real kind of power of these platforms continue to develop, which is awesome. And, you know, the corresponding kind of compliance concerns and investor protection issues that are core to kind of regulatory, you know, work really, really kind of come into play there as well.
Mm-hmm. Or how about having a payments feature on Zoom? Like, hey, Mark, here's the $10 I owe you for lunch. And I'll just click a button and boom, it goes right to you. So...
I think that's the future. We'll see. Yeah, I totally agree.
So how significant, I mean, obviously there are more predictions here. We only went over three of them. There are six in all, but how significant are these predictions, or how significant are they going to be heading into 2021?
For folks? I think they're really meaningful and important here, especially given just the crazy transformation that we've seen over the course of the last year, right? I think, you know, the market for collaboration tools went from kind of $8.9 billion in 2019 to $23 billion in 2020. So just a, you know, very, you know, exponential growth here in terms of the use of these platforms. Mm-hmm. So I think that now, you know, that firms and organizations have planned their, you know, enterprise deployments of these tools, often on a rapidly kind of escalated timescale, the kind of continued emergence and sophistication of the tools will just kind of keep a pace, and that's what we'll see, kind of collaboration entrenched as the mechanism for facilitating all these new work environments.
Yeah, I think, and as you're talking, I keep thinking about just, yeah, 2020 sucked basically, and it was just horrible. You know, the loss of life and the loss of jobs and businesses and all that stuff, just deplorable, and can't wait to get past this. But there are some silver linings that people have been talking about. And one of the ones I think are the technology innovations that are going to come from this because of the necessity that we had to adapt, or else we would have been, you know, I don't know, out to lunch basically. So what's going to happen here in the next 6 to 12 months is going to be phenomenal, I think, just based on what's happened in 2020. And again, the rules have to evolve with it as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it will be very interesting to see how all that plays out, and something that obviously we're watching very closely.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hey, before I let you go, where can folks find more details on these predictions? Because the other three are good. I mean, we're just lack of time here, but the other three were pretty good too. So,
yeah, sure. If folks visit thetalake.com, they can check out our news page. We're going to post it up there. So, you know, be great to have feedback on that, and you can find us on our social channels too.
Hey, and before you go, give us a quick rundown of Theta Lake. What are you guys all about? Just to give a quick plug.
Yeah, sure. So we're a risk and compliance platform for modern digital communications. That's how we describe it. Again, looking at collaboration and other video content management tools to find the privacy, security, and regulatory risks there to make the kind of oversight and supervision activities more efficient and effective.
Right on. And your timing's great right now.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's been an incredibly tough year. And I think, you know, it's accelerated the use of these tools. It's been really tough from that perspective. And we just hope that we can help folks kind of manage that risk. So that's really what we're focused on.
Well, yeah. Thank you for the work that you guys do, for sure. And yeah, look forward to big, big things in 2021 for sure. All right. Well, Mark, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Probably have a full plate. So we'll let you get back to your job. And thank you again for your time. This was great stuff.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, sir. Anytime.